We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Woman shot in southeast Wichita. We've got the story.
Flooding from heavy rain continues across much of Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita company is headed downtown to the water walk.
Congressman Ron Estes sharing his thoughts on tariffs. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our weather has been all over the place in Wichita this week. We warm up with quiet conditions today, but rain and thunderstorms return later on tonight. Our full forecast here in just minutes.
President Trump's lawyers are appealing all aspects of a Monday ruling that the president's accounting firm must turn over his financial records to Congress.
A hearing is set for this afternoon in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit concerning Congress's oversight powers. A U.S. District Court judge on Monday flatly rejected arguments from the president's lawyers that the House Oversight Committee's demands for the records from President Trump's accounting firm were overly broad and served no legitimate legislative function. President Trump has argued the various congressional inquiries are politically motivated attacks on the authority of the presidency, while Democrats insist the subpoenas are essential to ensuring that no president is above the law. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A woman suffered serious injuries in a shooting in southeast Wichita Tuesday afternoon. This was in the 800 block of South Terrace. Police say several shots were fired at a home, and a woman in her 20s was injured. She was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say witnesses were not cooperative.
Residents across south-central Kansas are feeling the effects of heavy rains. Arkansas City has recorded another 6 inches of rain during the last 24 hours.
The high water washed out part of Skyline Boulevard off of Highway 77. Ark City resident John Brazil tells KSN News he doesn't recall ever seeing this much water before.
We've had small gullies going across, but this is the worst I've seen.
KDOT was forced to close many roads into the town of Dexter as the Grouse Creek overflowed its banks, running over K-15. Officials also closed a section of Highway 50 in Harvey County on Tuesday between Newton and the Yoder exit due to flooding. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And residents in Peabody are being asked to voluntarily evacuate as Spring Creek continues to rise. This is the same area that flooded because of earlier heavy rains.
Powerful storms have been causing major problems through parts of the central and southern U.S., including Oklahoma. Director of Emergency Management Mark Gower says it's been a rough couple of days.
On Monday, we had 5 confirmed tornadoes, and on Tuesday, we had 6 confirmed tornadoes starting as early as almost 4 a.m. So we're up to a confirmed total of 11 tornadoes in the last 2 days.
And the governor says no one has died from the storms, but at least 11 people have been injured in Oklahoma.
The Wichita City Council has approved a new lease agreement for the former Gander Mountain Building at Waterwalk.
The council Tuesday morning approved amending the Waterwalk lease to allow King of Freight LLC to move their operations downtown. The Wichita company is promising to add 400 new jobs at an average salary of $50,000. Council members still had plenty of questions, though.
The lease, it doesn't start the 99-year clock over again. It starts from the 2004 date or the 2002 date?
2004 date.
Are we under a time? Are we under a time constraint to get this approved today?
Yes, the option for this property expires before the next council meeting.
The amendment passed unanimously. City Manager Robert Layton expects the city to take in $1.7 million over 10 years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
When it comes to trade, U.S. Representative Ron Estes of Kansas says tariffs on goods are not what the United States wants long term.
It's a tax. It slows down open trade. It disrupts that process. The president and the administration have been using tariffs to force some of the other countries to come to the bargaining table to revisit some of these trade agreements that were written years ago, decades ago in some cases, and that need to be revisited, brought up to the 21st century. as well as address some of the inequities in them.
Congressman Estes appeared with Live with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. China's ambassador claims his country wants to reach a trade deal with the U.S.
With the two countries now trading tariffs,
it's the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
China's U.S. ambassador, Kui Tian Kai, blaming the Trump administration for the breakdown in trade talks.
It is the U.S. side that more than once changed mind overnight and broke the tentative deal already reached.
On Fox, Ambassador Kui insisting his country's willing to buy more American goods to address the current trade imbalance, and
China remains ready to continue our talks with our American colleagues to reach a conclusion. Our door is still open.
No new talks are scheduled. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
And the last round of talks took place May 10th in Washington. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. Flights have resumed at Lambert Airport in St. Louis after a temporary halt because of a severe storm. Federal Aviation Administration ordered a temporary halt to both arrivals and departures Tuesday evening when a strong storm passed through the region. After about an hour, the flights were able to resume. Worst of the storm appeared to have passed without any reports of significant damage in the St. Louis region.
Police in Dallas are investigating three violent crimes against transgender females. Major Vincent Weddington said these crimes may be linked.
Two of the victims were in the area of Spring and Lago prior to the offenses. Through the course of these investigations, it has been determined that two of the victims got into a car with someone and one victim allowed someone into their car. At this time, we have not established a direct link between these cases. We will work with our federal partners to determine if any of these offenses should be considered hate crimes.
Police do not have any suspects. Two people have been killed in these assaults.
More complaints and lawsuits against McDonald's alleging sexual harassment.
Outside McDonald's corporate headquarters here in Chicago, Fight for 15 protesters announcing 25 new filings with the federal government over alleged sexual harassment at company-owned restaurants and franchises. Food Network host Padma Lakshmi also protesting.
Why can't they dictate and enforce with penalties a comprehensive set of guidelines?
Though McDonald's says in a statement that it's strengthening its overall policy with training, adding third-party hotlines, and listening to employee concerns, Big Labor for years has been trying to organize McDonald's and is behind this latest push. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Punctuality pays off for a high school junior in Mesa, Arizona.
Six students had perfect attendance at an Arizona technical school and were entered in a contest, with the winner driving home in a brand new Chrysler PT Cruiser. Each student was given a box, but only one had the key to start the car. Junior Michael Duarte was the lucky winner. Duarte says he was surprised, but he was actually gunning for the car, telling himself not to be late every day. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And a traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute. We have smooth running traffic right now in the Wichita area. If you have any traffic tie-ups, we'll let you know. It was 40 years ago on this day that a couple of Wichita gas stations set the price at premium gas at $1 per gallon.
Wow.
Which I'm sure we all thought was just simply outrageous.
Yes, it was.
The gas at any level would cost a buck a gallon. That was 40 years ago today.
Some of us can remember $32.9 for a gallon.
That's traffic with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear and cool in Wichita to start today. Sunny and warm this afternoon with a high 76. The winds will pick up out of the south later on this afternoon. Late tonight, showers and thunderstorms move our way. Our low 62 and occasional rain and storms again on Thursday. Tomorrow's high near 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a sunny sky, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, 51 degrees here at KNSS. And as you've been listening to our news this morning, talking a lot about severe weather and across our part of the world here in Kansas and, of course, Oklahoma. With us this morning, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with a pretty good overview of what's going on around the country with that severe weather. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. Yeah, very dangerous. We've seen what we're hearing reported 36 tornadoes since Monday in the same storm system that moved across the southern and central plains. Multiple tornadoes reported in different parts of your state, eastern Kansas, one near Junction City, another one further south near Webster. many in West Texas to Kansas to Missouri, Oklahoma, from Mangum to Leach to Dale to Tulsa, and flash flooding now the big, big problem for much of the region as that torrential rain that we saw in throughout the central and southern plains has turned roads into rivers. And so you really have to heed that advice. If you see water on a road, don't go through it. You have to stay away from it. There are urged evacuations along the Arkansas River in Oklahoma, and dozens of water rescues already being reported.
Well, you know, and a few days ago we had a pretty good storm, and the rivers all came up, and then they backed down over a couple of days, and now they're right back up there. I mean, our rivers are running bank to bank in many parts of south central Kansas, at least.
Yeah, large portions of Kansas still under flash flood warnings and flood watches as heavy rains. I think they're expecting up to 3.5 inches in some areas to continue to fall on already saturated ground throughout the state. So the residents of New Cambria, Kansas, asked to voluntarily evacuate for up to 48 hours. I mean, that's a lot of water, and water is one of the biggest killers in the world, and it's really nothing to mess around with. So if you're in one of these zones along these already flooded out rivers, it's time to go.
I tell you what, Jeff, in our part of the world, it looks like it's not going to be a real good Memorial Day weekend to go to the lake, because the lake will probably go to you.
Yeah, the lake will go to you. That's one of the things I'm hearing from a lot of people, that that their homes are basically islands throughout part of the plain states from this storm system that came through. And we're trying to confirm, and there's been dozens of injuries. We're trying to confirm several deaths. We're hearing one in Missouri, two in Oklahoma, one in Iowa. We haven't confirmed that, but that's what's being reported. But, you know, this is on the anniversary, on the heels of the 2013 EF5 that blew through Moore, Oklahoma, killing 24 and causing $2 billion in damage. So it's important to be thankful for what you have. And that's life, and that's everything. And these storms, I remember being reporting on this early Monday, and forecasters were saying, this is going to be similar. We're going to see major outbreaks of major, major storms, you know, a category EF3s to EF5s. That appears to not have been the case, but we did still see dozens and dozens of tornadoes, lower level tornadoes, which are still deadly and destructive. But that's, I guess, the silver lining here is that the most people are alive.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso reporting on severe weather, kind of an overview of what's going on across the central part of the U.S. Of course, we had another day of scattered showers and some late sun across south central Kansas Tuesday. The sun finally came out late in the day for a time. High temperature was 72, normal high 78 for the day. Rainfall at Eisenhower over the previous 24 hours, 1.67 inches, and that's on top of a couple of inches before that. Met a wind gust at near Eisenhower, clocked at 55 miles per hour yesterday, which that gets there almost into a severe thunderstorm warning area. That's 58 is where they trigger that. My rain gauge in Riverside, I've left it out for, I didn't check it the first day, I didn't check it till late in the day yesterday, and we had over 4 inches at my house in Riverside, which was not uncommon. I think a lot of people had at 4, sometimes 6 inches around the Wichita area. And that's a lot of rain. On this date, May 22nd, 2011, he was talking about the Moore tornado. On this date in 2011, the catastrophic Joplin tornado roared into history. That was an EF5, killed 158 people, and seventh deadliest in U.S. history. And even with all the radar, you know, warning devices and so forth that we had in place, that one just kind of popped down on Joplin, and it was devastating. It was right down through the middle of town, and that was an EF5. By the way, if you're not familiar with the EF5, the Fujita scale, which we say EF2, 3, 4, 5, it's based on the wind speed within that tornado. The EF5 is the top. And you don't just look at a tornado and say, oh, there's an EF5. What happens is after the tornado comes through, the National Weather Service people go out and look at damage. In other words, look at the houses, buildings, trees, and they can assess scientifically whether it's be classified an EF3, 4, 5, or whatever. So that's the way they do it. It's all based on wind speed within that swirling tornado. All right, it's 8:17 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Shocker baseball is still a-going. They're going on. More tournament action, right, Ted?
Yep, and the Shocks get to enjoy a day off today after a win yesterday. The Shocker baseball team getting play underway at the American Baseball Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. Shocks taking on the sixth-ranked team in the nation, East Carolina. Now, the Shocks beat them a couple weeks ago here in Wichita, and they beat them again using the same pitcher, Clayton McGinnis, who went 6 1/3 innings yesterday, only gave up one run, gave his team a chance to be in the game. But the offense didn't respond early on. It was still a 1-1 game going into the eighth inning, where the Shockers broke on top with one run, took a 2-1 lead into the ninth inning, and that's where the Shocks were able to break it open. Of course, our play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, because of all these flight cancellations and weather problems, wasn't able to make it to Clearwater, Florida yesterday for the game, but we were able to bring you coverage on the East Carolina Pirates Radio Network over on Sports Radio KFH.
Fly ball, deep right. Jenkins back to the track, to the wall. He jumps. It is gone. A three-run home run by Brady Slavens. And that is going to just about do it today. 6-1. Career home run number one for the freshman Slavens. And if the Pirates wanted a fight, they certainly got it here this week.
Yeah, the Shockers took it to sixth-ranked ECU yesterday. Shocks win it 6-2. Freshman Brady Slavens with the big three-run home run there in the ninth inning. And the Shocks pull up the huge upset, the only upset on day one at the American Tournament in Clearwater. Like we said, the Shocks now get a day off. They'll be in the loser's bracket semifinals Thursday afternoon. Nicely done by the Shocks there. The Kansas City Royals were not able to play last night in Major League Baseball. They were in St. Louis, but that game got postponed. Forecast of severe weather in the St. Louis area. So this two-game series will all be played today. A day-night doubleheader over in St. Louis between the Royals and the Cardinals. 12:15 this afternoon, 7:15 tonight. You can listen to those games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Big 12 baseball tournament begins today in Oklahoma City with four games on the schedule, starting at 9 o'clock this morning when Kansas takes on 17th-ranked West Virginia. Then at 12:30 this afternoon, it'll be K-State against 7th-ranked Texas Tech to get the Big 12 tournament underway. The JUCO softball national tournament begins today in St. George, Utah with first-round matchup at 8:30 tonight. The Butler Community College softball team will take on Howard, Texas. The Butler softball team is ranked number 7 in the nation, and they go into the national tournament on a 17-game winning streak.
Wow.
Good luck to the Butler ladies there.
You bet.
Some of the best women's pro bowlers in the world have been in Wichita the last week at the PWBA Major Tournament, 2019 USBC Queens, and it was won last night at North Rock Lanes by a former Shocker, Dasha Kovalova. Four-time All-American at Wichita State. She's from Ukraine. And she won her first ever PWBA title. And it was a major at North Rock Lanes last night. It's her first win ever on the tour. She never finished higher than 8th. She wins $20,000 and a tiara.
Wow. A tiara.
So congratulations to the former Shocker, Dasha Kovalova, on the women's bowling tour with that big win at North Rock Lanes last night. In the NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference semifinals, the Toronto Raptors hosting the top team in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks. Toronto looking to even up this series, and they did get the job done. Former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet has been struggling shooting the basketball off the Raptors bench, but he did not struggle last night. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
VanVleet makes his move to the right, cuts to the baseline. Middleton cuts him off. 4 to shoot. Gives it, gets it back. A long three from the wing, off the glass, and in! And the foul called!
Fred was able to get it done last night. 3 of 3 from three-point range. 5 of 6 overall on his way to 13 points and 6 assists as the Raptors beat the Bucks 120-102, evening up the series at 2 games apiece. Commenting on Fred is Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
I was so excited that he stepped up and ran the team and got us a W. That's really his primary job. And we know we trust him to take open shots. We know he's a kind of a clutch shot maker as well.
Sure is. So far, the home team has won all the games in this series. Raptors and the Bucks tied at two games apiece for the Eastern Conference title. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Obama's Attorney General has thrown James Comey under the bus, says Sean. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.